The sun shall never set on so glorious a human achievement. Let freedom reign. God bless Africa.
I am an African. I owe my being to the hills and the valleys, the mountains and the glades, the rivers, the deserts, the trees, the flowers, the seas, and the ever-changing seasons that define the face of our native land.
There is a place for all South Africans, black and white. It is a partnership.
This is now the time where we should honor the memory of Nelson Mandela to build a new, better South Africa for all our people. Now is the time.
The year is 1994, and South Africa has finally emerged from one of its darkest periods in history. I'm probably still in my mother's belly. A new era was upon South African music. It's About Time is one of their most iconic songs. Boom Shaka brought a new style, a new wave, and got many 90s young adults and teenagers in trouble. In this episode of the 30 Years of Democracy podcast, my colleague and Sunday Times journalist Leonie Wagner and I speak to Mzansi's most treasured group, Boom Shaka, for 30 years in the music industry.
It is a blessing, man, to be celebrated for this long. I think God blessed us with beautiful songs. And also, we need to also be thankful for Lebo for leaving us with such a gift. You know, when parents, they leave their kids with their trust funds and all of that. I think she left us with a gift of music, a music that doesn't age, timeless music, classic music. And that's one thing I'm grateful for. Yes, you're right. A lot of young people, they think we're just like we are new. And I think it's also our duty to educate them about the music, to educate them about the journey that we have, you know, what's the English word? That our own journey, so that they don't make the same mistakes that we made. But otherwise, I feel like we are blessed with good music, with health, with energy, with beauty, you know, and also having each other. And Lebo, she's still with us.
Yeah. And also, like, it's keeping it real, you know what I mean? Authenticity. And we did music. We didn't really box ourselves. Yes. We were just doing different genres to cater for the youth, you know. That's why the youth can relate to us, because there's About Time and there's Bambanani. Yes, you know what I mean? So hip-hop as well. So we did music that catered for everyone. And also, I mean, like, you know, it's been such a great journey, the love for fans and families, you know. And also, obviously, the prayers, you know.
Yeah. I think it's more as well of love, respect, and because when you get to the top, you know, some artists tend to take ordinary people as ordinary, and then you forget you are who you are because of these people.
Yeah.
So now, if you respect people, when they ask you, like, can I please shoot a photo with you? And some people don't want to do that, you know, because now you're a big star, because, you know, you watch too much MTV, and, you know, and yeah. And now,
you have that with you guys. Yeah.
You see, you disrespect your fans. Yeah. You see, we will love and appreciate our fans. We are so grateful that they are still supporting and loving our music until now. So every time when we go to shows and you see that it's packed, it's like a blessing. It's like, you're like, wow, you know, I thank God for the talent, you know. We thank the people around us, you know, who made sure we are not pompous, we are not arrogant, we are not, you know, too self-centered, and we are where we are because of the people. So we need to respect those people so that they will respect you. So with us, we are just a simple group. We are a people's group, and we are who we are because of the same people. You know, even if you meet a drunkard, you're like, yeah, when I bomb shot, that's the person that makes you. You know, that's the person that makes you. you know. So it's just loving what we do. We love making music. It's a gift that we were given to spread, because they say music heals. So some people get healed. I've met people that tell us who they, you know, they met their wife at Medunsa at a Boom Shaka show. You know, I met my wife where at a show in Boom Shaka. Yes, you guys. So, you know, if we are uniting people and we're together, it's a blessing that is so, that you can never take away. You know?
For me, Boom Shaka is more than just a music group. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a dance group.
Yes.
It's a fashion statement.
Definitely.
It's so much more
than
just... It's a package, right? At that time in 1994, did you realize the role you would play?
Not at all.
All we wanted was to be on stage and to make people happy.
And do what we love doing.
No clue of what we were doing. No business background. No references. No social media. It was purely... hard work. We're not
no expectations.
There was no Instagram. There was no. It was fan letters. People used to write to us, and we had to write back and go to a post office and send it back. So it was purely based on hard work. And I think those are the lessons that we need to, you know, to give to young people to instill, because
fans,
absolutely, because our young people, they depend on the numbers and the likes without putting in work. And
likes,
once the likes stops, then everything stops. They get discouraged. So those are the kind of messages that we need to spread. Did we know that we are a lifestyle group? It was just a passion. We've always had passion for music.
Passion for fashion.
Passion for fashion. You know, images, everything. We used to have all these taglines that would motivate us and drive us. But otherwise, we had each other to motivate each other, I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you maybe an odd question, but just go with me here.
Yeah.
We spoke about Lebowen and the legacy that she left and the inheritance. When you guys are performing, do you feel her
presence? Yeah, definitely.
Yo!
Her presence.
You're powerful.
She's here, or does it feel like she's there?
She's there. We feel like she's always there. When we were performing, we saw like there's four bottles of water.
It.
And I said to Tembi,
there's a bottle for
Lebowen.
And the funny thing, you know, we go to meetings, and every time when we mention her name, the lights flick.
I'm telling you.
When you speak about her, say, hey, Lebowen, what do you see? The lights flick.
To an extent that even our fans, our supporters, they feel her presence, because many a times we tried to invite other people to sing her parts.
They don't like
it. Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
People want to keep it the way it is.
Us and her there besides us. Yeah. That's it.
I also believe that we live life forward, but we understand it backwards.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What have you each learned on your, because I mean, as much as you're a group, there's been individual journeys. What have you learned today that you can, like, if I could tell younger Tembi, younger Theo, younger Junior, this is the advice I would give?
The one thing that I've learned is that you have to appreciate the now, the time, the change. And not that you will change with the times and forget where you're coming from, but acceptance and celebration, and celebrate other people and celebrate the change that, and learn from it. I love working with young people. If I have my past, I have my, you know, everything that I've done in the past, I take that with, and for it to stay fresh, for it to stay relevant, and for it to stay within the times is when you learn from other young people. And that's one thing that I've learned, that keep on learning. Keep on celebrating others and learn from others.
I've learned that life is for living.
I love that. That's my favorite saying.
Yeah, life is for living. Life is not something that you need to regret or anything, because everything that you go through, it's a patch. Amazing. It's a learning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a experience. Absolutely. It teaches you, because if we didn't go through all that shit, we wouldn't be who we are. That shit has really made us strong. You see, so life is not for regretting. It's just to pick yourself up, dust yourself, and keep the wheel turning.
Absolutely.
And never regret. Don't stay at the back. Just move forward and be happy. You know, create new things and move forward.
Yeah. My one is Yodo. You only die once.
One question, last question. Come finish the sentence. It's about time to
listen to me. No, it's about time.
It's about time to tell our story.
Yeah, it's about time to tell us our story. Our story is big. Our story is fat. It could heal a lot of people. You know what I mean? It could motivate, educate. You know, the young ones that are here. You know, the market is big now. But you know, what is it big for if you can't tell your story and teach people where you're from and where you're going?
Yeah, it's about who you are.
It's about who you are.
It's about us. It's about the journey. It's about the love. It's about who we are. You know, we continue creating and moving forward.
Yeah. And we're so
we'll
grateful.
Surprise you very soon as well, because we are creating. Yes, we're always creating. We're
gonna. It's about time to come back again.
The legacy. Yeah, it's about time. I mean, it's 30 years of democracy in South Africa. It's 30 years of Boom Shaka being in the industry. So
it's about time for a refix.
We are refixing. We are renovating. We are revamping. You're gonna see more of us. We are working on a tour right now.
We'll give you the music of national unity.
That's the headline.
We give you the music of national unity. Seeing that we are in a new, you know.
We'll give you guys the dates, and we surely will have you guys on board as well. You know what I mean? As a publication,
because
we grew up. Yeah, you guys supported us for years, you know, and it was never any negative things that were said with you guys, you know what I mean? The love has been there. So within the 30 years, you know, we are very, very grateful, and God has been great to us. So shortly, we'll be everywhere.
You made me think of one more question now. You mentioned 30 years of democracy. 1994, it was a party. We were celebrating, we voted. The energy was different. What is the energy like now? Is it different? Because I mean, we obviously had a different phase. So when you guys are performing, what are you getting from people? What's the need?
Sure. Oh, there's so much love.
I think the best thing that we always experience when we perform is we're taking people back. Basically, we're reminding them of their childhood. We're reminding them of their stories, the lies they used to tell their parents, and banking school, and all this. Absolutely, that's just the things that they now they are like parents, and things that they used to get up to. It's so refreshing to hear those stories, you know. And also the smiles that we bring back again, because those memories are just like fun, like to remember that you had the best childhood. And I think that's what we do to our fans.
Because it looks like fun.
And the parting is different as well. The parting is different now, because you see, most of our crowd are mature people that have achieved in life.
Yes,
some of them, they are CEOs, they are like big
but
companies.
But they become kids when we are on stage.
But when we are with them, they go back to little kids.
They go back to their younger time.
You know, their true colors come.
They
because
come out.
At home, they are like,
so
when they start to...
We know what you were getting. Yeah, you used to get up.
Yeah,
to, you know?
So
yeah.
It reminds us of the good old times.
Absolutely.
And the celebration of life. You see, we are alive. We're still here to witness. You know, so.
Fantastic.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You so much.
Yeah.